Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Rob.
Hello.
And our friend, Nick. Yep.
Waza.
Not going to do that. We are on the third issue of Lock and Key Head Games. If you like to listen to our previous issues, go back to the last... go back the last two episodes, as well as episodes 64 through 69.
Nice.
Can I finish it first?
No.
Okay. So let's go ahead and get into this one. We left off in the last episode, last issue, with Bode and half his head missing.
And that's where we start.
That's where we pick it up. We do have the head key sticking out of the back of his neck, his head half off, and both Tyler and Kinsey staring on in horror. Like, really horror. Like, Tyler is just screaming.
Yeah, screams like a little girl. I when I hear the I always think of, you know, like a high-pitched, you know, girly scream. Yep. And then Kinsey's just like, Bode, would you please close your head?
Bode's like, now? I just opened it.
He's like almost doing a Home Alone thing with his hands. He's just like,
uh-huh. And Tyler's
and
just
Tyler's
like...
still just like...
Nina comes walking in and is like, what's going on? What's wrong? Tyler, Kinsey, what's wrong? And then she looks and sees Bode. Well... She sees the kids. Tyler and Kinsey are both pointing at Bode. Mm-hmm. Bode standing here, standing there, arms wide out, head off, or half gone.
And all she says is, damn, it smells like fish sticks are burning. Don't do that with your head, Bode. I don't like it.
Tyler's like, that's it? Right, like, don't do that with your head? What the fuck?
Right. I mean, obviously it feels like that's just more magic from the key house trying to be like, hey, like, don't, just ignore this.
Yes.
And then Kinsey runs into the kitchen and she basically says, Mom, did you have a good look at Bode? I mean, did you really look at him? It wasn't a magic trick. And she says, what wasn't a magic trick? His head. He's got the top of his head open like a manhole cover.
Uh-huh.
And his mom says, uh-huh.
Yeah, that,
yep, Jesus, these are fucked.
Yep. Talk about the fish sticks and that's really, that's it. She said, maybe I can do a quick Alfredo because apparently the fish sticks are obviously burnt to hell. The kids go back to the room, or back to Bode, and they're like, it's like she doesn't even
No, it's like
realize...
she knows but doesn't care.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. And so, I think Tyler says that...
And then he says, but his head, it's open and completely empty. And he's like, well, okay, the last part actually makes sense.
And Bode's like, it's not empty, look inside. And they're like, wait, what? So, they look inside, and they see his thoughts. They also... This is a beautiful splash page as well.
Oh, absolutely.
We've got, let's see, let's do a couple of quick little sticks here, or stick outs here. We've got the Anywhere bracelet, or the bracelet with the Anywhere key, right smack dab in the middle. Just in front of that is Rendell giving Bode a shoulder piggyback ride. We have got Sam and Al, you know, from the first issue, in a drawing form.
Mm-hmm.
Back behind there.
Yep. Did he ever draw those characters previously?
I think he did.
Right. Yeah,
he drew them for
school.
Yeah,
right.
Because his mom got called down to the thing for it.
Yes.
But there's also the key in the background.
Yep, the head key with his face on it.
No, the shadow one.
Oh, the Omega.
That's what I meant.
With smiling.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then it's got Kinsey's bracelet.
Yes, I said that.
Oh, sorry.
There's also a Death's Head moth, like right in the center.
Giant T-Rex and the Tory T-Rex in the back.
You could see his phone number on the Lego blocks back there, which, you know, nowadays you don't memorize phone numbers as much, but
it's not the full number.
And the huge dinosaur says "Made in China" on its back.
I didn't see that. Nice.
And it has a screw in its lower hinge jaw.
It's also like a Beetlejuice reference. I feel.
Yeah, the sandworm looking things.
Mm-hmm. It's just a plethora of what's going on in his mind. The last thing I see here is the Halloween costumes in front with Tyler as a caveman, Kinsey as the Cowardly Lion, and Bode as TNT.
I have to ask.
That's kind of cute.
I wonder if they have B&Bs in this instead of M&Ms. Unless those are Biddles.
Maybe he just likes his name. Wants to put his leather initials on everything.
Could be.
Then we also, though, the important thing is, we have Tyler and Kinsey looking inside Bode's head, but Bode is also back there. Him. Yeah. And that they see that and they freaks him out. And so they're just babbling. Tyler and Kinsey are just babbling on, and Bode's like, stop talking. This is important. We need to act like big kids. I think we can do something with this. So he takes the chef's Bible and shoves it in his head.
So I was thinking about this earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to fit the chef's Bible on his head, which is clearly bigger than his head.
It does look like it expands a little
bit. What is the limit to what you can put inside your head?
I don't think
that is a good question, because I would literally be taking everything I could find and just...
I don't think there is a limit. I think you can put anything you want in there, right. But put too much information, you won't have... Like, you won't be able to...
You wouldn't be able to identically call it back, you know, or you can...
Well, no, right. I think you could.
Well, or does it fade after a while, like most things do? You know what I mean?
I don't think it fades.
I'd also like to ask, by pushing this Bible into there, is it going to disappear from the real world, or is it one of those things where, like, he's just taking the idea of the you know...
I think it disappears from the real world. He took the book, literally took the book and put it in his head.
We actually know for a fact it does disappear from the real world because of something in the future.
Yes. It doesn't disappear. Like, it's still there.
It's physically there, but it's in his head.
Yes, exactly.
Which I also was kind of like wondering, like, could you like hide a person in your head then? Could someone crawl inside your head?
Wouldn't that be creepy?
That would be also very dangerous, I feel like.
Because then they'd be able to manipulate your mind.
Hmm. You know, like, maybe someone might actually try doing that.
Anyway, after Bo puts the chef's Bible in his head, Kinsey decides to test it out. And she's like, how would you make fettuccine Alfredo? So he starts rattling off the directions. 1 cup of whipping cream, 1 cup light cream, 1/4 cups butter softened,
yeah,
1/2 cups freshly grated Parmesan cheese. They're like, all right, that's fine. He keeps going. 1/4 tisps of freshly ground.
And then Tyler's like, what's a tisp?
Yeah. I think it means tablespoon.
And 1 lib of fettuccine.
Yep. Like, it's great. So then they decide to... He was the only one that saw the woman in the key house.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're like, hey, we can figure out what she looks like. Let's go. So Kinsey reaches in, and it's one of those things where you can put something in, I can take something out. Kinsey reaches in and takes the well house woman out of the well house. But the memory has changed. And this is what I was going to get at. Over time, you said that it would go away. I think over time, it would just change, because this was Bode's memory of what she looks like.
Well, it's because
it's not what she looks like.
Memory doesn't work that way at all. Your mind just tries to rebuild something that you mm-hmm. recall. So like that's why like the representation of the lady from the well looks like a monster, because that's what he thinks of.
Her bag on his neck,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
you know. Was important.
It was.
But I like how after they pull that out and they're holding up the boat, is this what she looked like? And he's like, what is that?
Like, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
And that's when they realize that you could take stuff out and then forget about it. You could put stuff in and remember it. It's just, I think they're starting to see the power that this key has.
Also, it seems to put someone, like when you have the key in your head and you start messing with things, like taking things out,
mm-hmm.
it sort of puts the person into like a trance where they're just like very malleable.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
Especially like, the boat looks like he's, you know,
half asleep.
Yeah, well, drugged up on the bottom.
Very, not nostalgic, but very, happy? Not happy. Maybe like
content. Maybe
content. Stone. Content's the better. Stone's a good one.
But Kinsey says, "Hey, Bode, can I borrow that key for a little bit?" And he says, "Okay, but I want it back."
And he starts to say, "I found it in the pool." And Kinsey's like, "I don't care where you found it.
Just don't tell anyone else mm-hmm. about it, and don't talk to Mom about it."
Kinsey and Tyler are walking away with the key. Bode sees Nina making the fettuccine Alfredo. And
he hops in the kitchen or the free refrigerator. He says, "Just use 1 teabs after it comes to a full boil." And she's like, "1 teabs? You mean tablespoon?" He says,
"Like I don't know. Love it. So they get Bode to sleep, and Kinsey and Tyler are, you know, going to talk about what's going on. And Tyler makes mention of the ghost key and how Bode found it, and the keys are important. And they talk about how the lady in the well wanted a specific keys, a couple of the specific keys. So did Sam. And they're like, okay, so, you know, what do we do with this? What do we do with this information? How do we stay safe here? And they're like, I don't know. We don't know what's going to happen.
Kinsey seems to find lots of comfort with being on the roof of houses. She seems to do that a lot.
Yeah.
Like, she hides in the house. Well, she uses the hide in the first one, right?
Yeah,
but exactly. Then she also just kind of like has like a little like hangout pad on top of the kiosk. Which is really cool.
So Tyler is, like we had said earlier, he was sick and tired of all the teachers and all the students looking at him with pity. So he is going to take the book or his textbooks and all that, and he's going to shove it in his head. Like, he's going to be, that's how he's going to be able to start passing his class. Yeah. He's going to get the knowledge one way or the other.
I have to point out that when we're inside of his head right here,
yes,
he also has the Omega key and the head key, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But this thing where Zach,
that's the ghost key. I was wrong before. That's
The key. Ghost key. Yep. Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Zach being cuffed and stuff.
No, that's not Zach. It looks like Zach. That's not Zach.
Who is it?
We find out in, I think, the final volume. It's a story that Tyler will tell to Jordan. But it looks a lot like Zach. It's not Zach, though.
Well, the body looks like Tyler's body, almost. Because he's got like the
hockey
jersey on, right?
Yeah. Do you remember the story?
I very vaguely do.
Okay.
And, of course, you've got his dad with the hole through his eye.
Yep.
His fishing hook hat.
We got
it. Football. You've got Sam Lesser down there. I killed him because you asked me to. I told him that too. That you know, basically the you know.
Yeah, it's the funeral scene from book one, issue one, with Tyler standing over the urn. Next to the urn is the gun and the axe. Next to the axe is Kinsey and Bode in the paint buckets. Behind them is
a bunch of different Tylers.
All the Tylers in, you know, as they're sitting at the funeral.
Well, they're also doing like the and Duncan. Speak and
hear. Yeah, I see that back there. That's no cool. Evil. Oh, we also got Duncan back there as well. But
and then the eye flowers. I don't. That one was a little.
That's everybody looking at him. I would assume.
But in the bubbles that are floating around, mm-hmm. you've also got Zach, his mom, mm-hmm. Jordan.
Yep.
And then
That's Mutuku.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Pretty sure that's what it is. But yeah, but just below those, we have this individual that, like you said, looks a lot like Zach. He's got the body that looks a lot like Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
But it also has a crashed car. The car is crashing through what looks like a tree.
Or a telephone pole, perhaps.
Yeah, he's right by a mailbox, so either one. I didn't pick up on that first couple times I read it. I didn't pick up on the reasoning why until, I think, actually this last read-through not too long ago. So, but yeah, that's all in his head. He's majorly fucked up as well. And he asks Kinsey and she's like, I don't know. I don't want to put anything in, but I think I might want to take something out.
Yeah.
But
while they're sitting there talking, we find out that Bode has been sitting, listening to them the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, after they get done talking about it, like, you know, how they're talking about, you know, we got to keep this between us. We shouldn't tell mm-hmm. anybody anything about it, you know. We go to, it pans down to Tyler in class the next day. And Jordan?
Yep.
Yeah, Jordan is sitting on the top of her desk in nothing but her panties and bra, and
Tyler has that stupid like look on his face, like,
and the teacher's calling for him, Mr. Locke, Tyler. He says, huh, what? Yes, I agree that you need more time to finish the reading.
I'm fine, I finished the reading yesterday. And she's like, both books? Excellent, then I'll be expecting your essay next Monday as well, along with everyone else's. And Zach's like, both books? Dude, I barely got like 5 pages into the one book.
Through the prints?
Yeah. And, oh no, he does say halfway. Because then Jordan's like, at least you opened it. And then Zach's like, I really need to know what your speed reading method is. Like, just, you gotta tell me. Jordan's like, yeah, seriously. And Tyler says, yeah, how about tonight? Giggity. And he's got this, again, smug look on his face. And that's how we end this issue. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Lock and Key story.